In Honduras, the country's electoral authority has said conservative ruling party candidate Juan Hernandez has an irreversible lead in the vote count from Sunday's presidential election. But as James Bleers reports, both of the main candidates are steadfastly claiming victory, and neither seems to want to budge.
Trust, or the palpable political lack of it, is a major factor in this latest Honduran political standoff. With almost 60% of the votes counted and more expected from other remote areas, Juan Hernandez of the right-of-center ruling National Party has got 34.19%, while Xiomara Castro of the leftist Libre Party has gained 28.83%. She and her followers insist that an exit poll prepared for her party showed her winning. Her party is also accusing the electoral authorities of siding with the government, something which has been denied. There's a residue of bad feeling because Castro's husband, Manuel Zelaya, was deposed by a military coup in 2009. Hernandez, who supported that coup, states he's clearly the winner in this election. He also stresses his triumph will not be negotiated with anyone, and the Honduran people have decided. Tegucigalpa, we have a problem. For Vatican Radio, James Bleers reporting.